So, to begin with, Ange, I'm going to ask that you call roll call, and everybody please state their full name so that way we know who is in the meeting.
Okay. Chair LaHare.
Stephen LaHare, present.
Hold on, there's a couple people waiting to get in.
Hello.
Okay, Mr. Forrester, hello? Are you one of those?
Yes,
my no.
Yes, hi.
Okay, I'm calling the roll. We just got started.
Okay,
all right, Mr. Malicote.
Yes.
Okay, Keener Malicote, Michael Forrester. Mr. Nitschke.
Charles Nitschke here.
Okay. Vice Chair Salyer.
Vice Chair Salyer is here.
Mr. Weems.
Ken Weems, present.
Chief Quillen.
David Quillen, present.
Okay, Mr. Billingsley.
Mike Billingsley is present.
And Mr. Rallett.
Art Rowland's present.
And Mr. Jesse.
Yeah,
Art is present. Okay. I think I got everybody. Did I miss anyone? Okay, that's it.
I believe that's everybody. So, Angie, the city attorney has drawn up a document that I need to read, however, I cannot pull it up. So, Mr. Billingsley, do you care to read the documents that state how we will be meeting for this?
Sure, I'll be happy to. Yes. A determination by the board that meeting electronically and prohibiting the physical presence of the public at the meeting is necessary to protect public health, safety, and welfare of all concerned in light of the COVID-19 virus. Each of you, when your name is called, will need to affirm that declaration.
Okay, I'll go back through the roll. Chair LaHare.
I affirm that declaration.
Mr. Forrester.
Affirm.
Mr. Malicote.
Here.
Mr. Nitschke.
Nitschke here, I affirm.
Vice Chair Salyer.
Affirmed.
Mr. Weems.
And Weems, I affirm.
Chief Quillen.
Affirm.
And I will affirm, I assume I am sitting in for Mr. Cox. Okay.
So now that we have that done, if we have anybody else that is, and so that should, we should have nobody else present aside from those that have applications in. Is that correct, Ms. Marshall?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So at this time, I would look for approval of the March 3rd meeting minutes.
This is Nitschke. I move approve as minutes submitted.
This is Salyer. I will second that.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed?
Roll call. I'm sorry, it's got to be roll call.
By roll call, okay.
Roll call.
And Ms. Marshall, if you would please call roll call. Thank you, Mr. Billingsley.
You're welcome.
Mr. Forrester?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Mr. Malicote?
Aye.
Mr. Nitschke?
I vote yes.
Mr. Salyer?
Aye.
Mr. Weems?
Aye.
Chief Quillen?
Aye.
Chair LaHare.
Aye. yes vote stands.
No, don't forget, Ms. Marshall, you vote too. Sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry. Ms. Marshall?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. This is all a learning curve for everybody, so... okay, so the meeting minutes from the March 3rd business meeting will stand approved as presented. We have applications for CAPL Retail, LLC, before off-premise permits with Zuma locations. These are current locations. This is a change in ownership. Ms. Marshall, you have the representative there?
Yes. Come over here and stand closer to the microphone. Just a little bit, 6 feet away.
Okay. Mr. Billingsley, are you in the room or?
No.
You're not, correct?
No.
Okay. So, as far as administering the oath and statement, Ms. Marshall, you're prepared to do that, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, for the applicant, if you'd please state your full legal name.
Here's
and your residential address.
Come and just where you can stand. Yes.
Okay. Joanna Milton, address 953 Beechwood Drive, Kingsport, Tennessee, 37663.
Okay. I will. Okay. Would you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give before the Kingsport Beverage Board shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, Joanna, thank you very much. And this is the first time that we have a meeting like this, so once again, this is all new to us. So we will be asking you some questions in regards to these applications. First, I'm going to clarify with Mr. Billingsley. Mr. Billingsley, can we combine all four separate locations as the applications are all the same and approve one, or do we need to approve those individually?
I think they need to be approved individually because they relate to a separate location each permit does.
Okay. So, Ms. Milton, we will actually be addressing this by each physical location. Okay. The information is obviously going to be very similar aside from the physical location. Once questions are asked, the board members, if you do have a question, please state your name so that we know who will be asking us the question. And when it comes time to vote, we will obviously need a motion and a second. Okay. So, Ms. Milton, this is just a business change. That is correct.
Correct.
Ownership change?
Correct.
Okay. You are currently, can you clarify your position with the company?
Store manager.
Okay. So you're the general store manager?
Yes.
So the first location that we will be discussing will be, the 2306 Sullivan Gardens Parkway location, store number 965?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as far as sale of the beer beverage, how do you identify and what procedures do you use to identify the people that you are selling and require their age check?
We require a driver's license or state-issued ID. We check for date of birth as well as expiration date.
Okay. And is this utilized in your POS system? Do you have to enter that information into your POS system?
You can enter it in or scan the barcode on the IDs.
Excellent. So you do have scanners. Okay.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. So, in regards to the 2306 Sullivan Gardens Parkway, do we have any questions from the board?
Stephen, this is Keener, Malika. I think you were going to ask about zoning approval and police and
just going to do questions from the board before I went through all of those.
Okay. I have a question. Can we ask those questions for all four of these locations at one time, since they're under the same management?
I believe Mr. Billingsley said that we will have to treat them all as individuals, since they are all separate in locations.
Okay.
So, any other questions from the board?
This is Charlie Nitschke. I'd like to ask Joanna Milton, are you the contact representative for all four of the locations as we go through these?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Any further questions from the board?
This is Salyer. So, well, there, other than just a change of ownership, is that the only thing we're looking at here? Are there any change in business hours or anything related to how you would sell alcoholic beverages on premise?
No, there's no changes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any further questions? Okay. Ms. Marshall, application is complete, correct?
Yes.
Mr. Billingsley, legal?
This is Mike Billingsley. I have two questions. On the application, at least for the store 965, I presume it's for all of them, it says that you're in the process of getting the business tax license with the city. Has that been obtained yet?
With the county, but not with the city.
Where are you on that, getting the business tax license with the city? Do you know?
We're in the process of doing that. The corporate office is.
And also note that the owner of the property on which at least 965 is located is LGP Realty. And the operator of the business is Cap L Retail LLC. Does Cap L Retail LLC have a lease agreement with LGP Realty for the property?
Yes.
Do you have a copy of that, Angie?
She sent a couple more. I don't know if I have that one, though. I sent over all the latest stuff, so if it's not in that one, then I don't.
So we would need both of those, correct, Mr. Billingsley?
Yes, any approval of the permit is going to be need to be contingent upon the obtaining of the valid business tax license from the city and a copy of the lease agreement between LGP Realty and CAP Retail LLC.
Okay.
Okay. So, Ms. Marshall, obviously we'll have to make sure that both of those are obtained. So that would satisfy legal. Mr. Ween, zoning?
Zoning is appropriate for this one.
Okay. And then Chief, as far as from the police department?
No issues.
Okay. So subject to what Mr. Billingsley has said, a permit should be granted should the applicant provide both the business tax license and a copy of the lease.
So I have a business license.
Okay, but the tax license is in place?
Yes.
Okay.
So then to satisfy legal, what we would need is a copy of the lease agreement.
That's correct.
Okay.
So I would need
Mr. O'Hare, it's not to satisfy me, it's to satisfy the statute that requires them to be able to show that they have a right to conduct business there.
I have the business license.
Absolutely, and I apologize in the way that I phrased that.
That's okay.
A sublease, I think, is what he's talking about.
So any motion you make to approve the permit, I would ask to be contingent upon the receipt of the lease agreement.
Okay. So we will need a motion.
I move we approve. This is Keenan Malika. I move that we approve with the contingency that we receive the lease agreement.
And that is for store location 2306 Sullivan Garden Parkway. Zoom is number 965. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Mr. Chair Salyer, I'll second that.
So we have a motion and a second. Ms. Marshall, you will need to call roll call in order for us to have a vote.
Okay. Mr. Forrester?
Yes, in favor.
Mr. Malicote?
Aye.
Mr. Nitschke?
This is Nitschke. I approve.
Vice Chair Salyer?
Aye.
Mr. Weems?
Aye.
Chief Quillen?
Aye.
Chair LaHare?
Aye.
I'll vote aye. Okay.
Okay. So the motion will carry, subject to the applicant providing the lease. Once the lease is provided, a permit will be issued. Until that time, no beer beverages under the alcohol percentage of 8% shall be sold at that location. Once it is satisfied, the city will issue a permit for that location. Okay. Now we will be moving on to the next location, which is 1673 Fort Henry Drive, Zoomer's store number 969. And Ms. Milton, this would be the same system that you will be utilizing as far as IDing those that you will be selling?
Yes, sir.
The beer too, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I guess we'll go about it. We'll go through application, legal, and zoning first, and then therefore if we have further discussion. So, Ms. Marshall, application is in order?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Billingsley, do we have all information to satisfy legal requirements of the document?
Yes, other than the lease agreement I mentioned on the last item. It looks like it's all four. It's going to be the same thing.
It will be the same thing. Okay. Okay. So pending the lease, that is the only item that would prevent issuance on that location.
I assume that when Ms. Marshall said you got a license, business license added for all of the locations.
Yes.
And that's accurate, Ms. Marshall, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, zoning, Mr. Ween?
Yes, it is appropriate.
Okay. Chief Quillen, please, all in order?
Yes.
Okay. So now we will, actually look at a motion and a second, and then we'll have discussion before the vote.
This is Keener Malika. I move we approve contingent on receipt of the lease agreement.
This is Charles Nitschke. I second the motion.
We have a motion by Malakoff, second by Nitschke.
Okay.
For discussion, please state your name before you pose your question. Hearing no questions and or comments, I will ask Ms. Marshall to call for the roll call and a vote.
Mr. Forrester?
Yes.
Mr. Malakoff?
Aye.
Mr. Nitschke?
Yes.
Vice Chair Salyer?
Aye.
Mr. Weems? Chief Quillen?
Aye.
Aye for me. Chair LaHare?
Aye. Okay, so the motion carries, and then the presentation of the lease to legal. We'll now move on to the next location. Physical address is 4221 Whetstone Drive. Zoomer store number 974. Once again, Ms. Milton, you will be utilizing the same systems and procedures, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Ms. Marshall, application, everything is together?
Yes.
Okay, legal, Mr. Billingsley?
Yes, everything's fine except for the lease. Same issue with the lease.
Same issue with the lease. Okay, excellent. Mr. Weems, zoning?
Yes, zoning is appropriate.
Chief Quillen, please.
No issues.
Okay. We will require a motion and a second. Please state your name if you make the motion.
Keener Malakoff, I move that we approve with the discussed contingency.
Chair, Vice Chair Salyer, I'll second that.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. Hearing no further discussion, Ms. Marshall, if you would please call for the vote by roll call.
Mr. Forrester?
Aye, approved.
Mr. Malakoff?
Aye.
Mr. Nitschke?
Aye.
Vice Chair Salyer?
Aye.
Mr. Weems?
Aye.
Chief Quillen?
Aye.
Aye for me. And Chair LaHare?
Aye. We have one more location. The physical location is 1331 South John B. Dennis Highway. Zoom is store number 980. Ms. Milken, I will have to ask you the same question. You will be utilizing the same systems and procedures to identify those that you will be filling to, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much. Ms. Marshall, application, all in order?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Legal, Mr. Billings, please.
I'm fine with everything except the needed copy of the lease, please.
Excellent, thank you. Mr. Ween, zoning?
Okay. Zoning is appropriate.
Thank you, sir. And Chief Quillen, Police Department?
No issues.
Okay. We will once again need a motion and a second on this. Please state your name when you make the motion and the second.
This is Nitschke. I move we accept the motion as correction. We accept the application as submitted with the contingent that the provision described by the county attorney, city attorney, is provided. Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, I got
you're fine.
There.
Vice Chair, I'll second that.
Okay. So So we have a motion by Nitschke, second by Salyer. Any further discussion amongst by the board? Okay, hearing no further discussion, Mr. Marshall, if you will call for the vote by a roll call.
Mr. Forrester.
Forrester says aye, approved.
Mr. Malicote.
Aye.
Mr. Nitschke. Vice Chair Salyer.
Aye.
Mr. Weems.
Aye.
Chief Quillen.
Aye.
Aye from me. Chair LaHare.
Aye. Okay. So, for issuance of these permits, what will be needed to be satisfied the legal department would be, and the requirements set forth by the city in the ordinance, is that a lease be presented to the city in order for you to be able to sell Barrett all four of these locations. Until that time, you will not be able to, because your permit will not be granted until the time that that lease is presented to the city. Do you understand this?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So as quickly as you can get that to the city and to Ms. Marshall, based on the fact that it has been approved by the board, you are able to obtain that permit.
Okay.
We thank you very much for your time, and that once again, this has been a new experience for all of us. So we hope that we haven't taken too much of your time, and it hasn't been too bad.
Thank you so much.
That will finish review of applications and new permits. We will now move on to unfinished business.
Oh, I have to stay for this.
We have one item on our agenda for unfinished business, and that is the follow-up discussion on the 871 West Center Street property. I will now open the floor to the board for the discussion of
said
permit holder.
I'm sorry.
Chairman, Peter Malicote, is that the Boogie Moe's location?
That is correct. That is correct.
Oh, okay. I did receive another call from a neighbor there, the same note on March 19th, and I told him that he should come to the board meeting and express his concerns. And when I learned we weren't going to have a fiscal meeting, I called and told him that. But I told him, according to the newspaper, he would be able to listen to the meeting. He also told me that because of the coronavirus, that things have been much quieter. And I suggested to him that he come to the next physical board meeting. And he said he would do that.
Excellent. Thank you. And this is a new way of doing things. I don't think any of us really know what it's going to look like as we come out of this, hopefully sooner than later. I think the direction that you provided to him was probably the best thing that we could do at this time. Is there any other discussion from the board in regards to this matter?
This is Vice Chair Salyer. I was fortunately absent the last meeting. Looking at the notes, like we were going to have potentially Chief Quillen send someone by to speak with them again, or is that in contingent with this meeting after having time to discuss it? I wasn't clear.
So, can y'all hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. So, after our last meeting, I guess that was 2 months ago, is that correct? I went down there that very night. after the BMA meeting. And there were probably 10 or 12 vehicles in the parking lot. And you have to enter the business now through an exterior door that leads into an enclosed patio area. And then you actually have to enter into the bar through a door that's inside of that enclosed area. And I went in and spoke to the owner. There was probably, I don't know, 12, 15 patrons maybe. I can't remember exactly. Just a typical bar setting. The music was terribly loud. I couldn't hear it. I could not hear the music outside the parking lot at all. The owner assured me he was doing everything to be a good neighbor. I know there was some concern about motorcycles that was brought up the last time we had this discussion. Of course, the owner pointed out that his business sits in between two motorcycle shops, and while he admits that it could have been some of his patrons responsible for some of that, he also suggested that some of it most certainly came from those two other establishments at different times, throughout the evening with employees coming and going late at night and that sort of thing. He also advised me that the reason that he built that enclosure was to try to contain any noise or music from inside that establishment. I can say that in the last 30 days, we have been down there. We've been in the police department. We've been down there three times. The first time we received it was a third-party report of a fight. When the officers arrived, they didn't find any kind of disturbance or any other activity going on. Contact was made with the owner, Tony Ramey. He advised that there had been nothing going on at the business that he was aware of. The second time that we were there this past month was on March 21st. We responded to, it looks like a medical emergency. An individual that was transported to a local hospital for and then the last time was March 28th. We had a report that subjects were inside the enclosed area, closed, and when KPD arrived, they made contact with an employee who just advised, because the business was closed, that he was staying inside that enclosed area for security purposes for the business.
Okay. As Mr. Malakoff stated, I believe that obviously traffic has been reduced dramatically because of the current situation. Do we have any other further discussion from board members?
This is Mitch Key. I'd like to ask Mr. Malakoff a question. Since this gentleman, the neighbor, contacted you again, and since that must have transpired after Chief Quillip was there, did he raise a further complaint about the continued noise, or was he just calling you to follow on his earlier conversation with you?
He was complaining about further noise and some they said they had a high crime rate down there, and they formed a neighborhood watch. And he said he was concerned because one person in the neighborhood had threatened him because he was trying to shut down Boogie Moe's. And I said, well,
people can threaten all the time, but you need to bring your concerns to the beverage board. He told me that he had made multiple calls to the police himself, and that other neighbors had also.
Well, and the goal for that is that it can be documented if they do call the police department, and that's the idea behind us encouraging them to do so if they are experiencing.
Well, he also said, he also made the statement that when he talked to a policeman who responded, and the policeman told him if he did not file a complaint, that a report would not be made on him, because I told him that there hadn't been reports made, calls made to the Kingsport Police Department. And he said he had made multiple ones himself, and others had too.
So I guess in the future he is going to be actually filing a complaint. Is that correct?
I don't know. I told him that he needs to come to the beverage board meeting. I don't know what he's going to do. I couldn't advise him on that, and I didn't try to.
Okay. Okay. Does anybody have further discussion in regards to this?
Well, this is Nitschke again. It seems like we're kind of at a difficult point here. We've got the one neighbor complaining to Keener, and Keener has invited him to the next meeting, which is probably great, where we could ask him a number of questions. You know, he claims that he's been contacting the police department, but without formal complaints, the police department has no record. So it's kind of boiling down to his word against the proprietor's word, and it would be nice to hear maybe from another neighbor or two, especially the neighbor who had been threatened, so to speak.
In regards to that, I do agree that, I mean, you know, obviously we want to see resolution to this problem. We want to make sure that all parties come out, you know, with a satisfactory end result. It's my belief that at present time being, we don't know how long we will be operating, businesses will be operating under the guidelines that they have to operate. This is one of those places that, you know, obviously would have reduced patronage and traffic. At this time,
well, I think, this is Malika, I think at this point there's nothing we can do about it until we have a physical meeting. As a beverage board members, there's nothing more we can do until we have a physical meeting and he and his neighbors can come and express their concerns.
And this is Chandler.
That's what I told him, and that's all I would advise him. I didn't advise him on anything else.
Okay. And this is Chandler here, and I would echo that recommendation that you did recommend to him. Once again, I'm of the mindset that hopefully we can work all this out. At present time being, it shouldn't, because of what the circumstances that we're in, I don't think that they should be experiencing any noise complaints or no problems. As far as the person that may have felt threatened, if they do feel threatened, they do need to reach out to the police department if somebody has threatened them physically. Aside from that, I think that we need to monitor, continue from the police department's standpoint. We just need to continue to monitor, and I'm sure that Chief Quillen is definitely wanting to do that. and we will continue to visit this. I do not know if we will be meeting in person for the next meeting. I would pray and hope that we are. But should we not, we will just continue to monitor this situation. Is everybody good with that?
Yes, sir.
This Malcolm, I'm in agreement with that.
Chair Salyer, I'm in agreement. I don't really think there's much we can do unless it's a documented issue.
Yeah.
Ms. Forrester, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, the police department will continue to monitor that down there.
Yeah, looking on social media, they are closed right now. So, yeah, so there's they were just completely shut down.
Right.
The virus issue.
Okay. So, that should conclude any, well, unfinished business, and then as far as new business, Chief Quillen, I know these are trying times. I hope that y'all have been slow, but I will ask you for a report.
All right. In addition to the three